Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before thy throne of grace to thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you, dear Father, for having brought us all the way to now. We thank you, dear Father, for blessing these brethren locally, that they could have this convention and that we could share and knit together our hearts with theirs. Dear Father, we pray that you would overrule, that we might have that blessing of grace extended, that we might be able to not only here and now be a blessing, but that we might share thy sunshine of blessing. We're so grateful that we're your peculiar care. We pray, dear Father, that we might be able to glorify your name in every word, thought, and deed. Now we ask a blessing on this dear brother, Rob, that you might continue to bless his words, his lips, his message, that it might be your message for each of our hearts. Continue to work that salvation in us, Father, even thy tender love and compassion. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Ron, and now we'll call on Brother Bob to give the opening address.
Greetings, brethren. Maybe a little confusing because my name's Robert or Bob, and Brother Robert's going to give the first discourse. Please accept our warm Christian welcome to this North Seattle Bible Student Convention on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of April 5 through 7, 2019, in the name of our returned and reigning Lord. As we know, a convention is made up of its participants, and we are pleased and find joy in your presence with us. We rejoice in the table prepared for by brethren involved in the convention to follow. We know that the Lord has run before them, influenced their thoughts and preparations, so that we might receive what we have need of. At this time of year leading up to the memorial of our Lord's sacrifice and victory, we believe it is important to consider those that have run before us and are no longer with us here, their work being continued beyond the veil. Many we know only from the admonition of Scripture, others from the recollection of our older brethren, and perhaps most intimately those that we knew personally, even those we met with weekly over so many years, that were of such great help to us. Those recollections are a source of profound joy. And as we recall their examples, we know what they all had in common, along with us in this gathering today. They were, as we seek to be also, constantly and diligently focused upon their highest spiritual goals and aspiration. This one thing I do, as they fought, as we fight, in committed warfare along this path to the glory we seek, this unspeakable gift of which we presently possess a surety and earnest of our inheritance secured for us within the veil. Yes, the reward is a glorious one, encompassing both immortality and the opportunity to exercise its power in his service throughout all eternity. In this world now that we observe, what is constant in the face of rapid changes in heaven and earth? And we do have rapid change in heaven and earth. Yes, we have a great source of constancy that produces strength to endure hardship as good soldiers with cheerful, lifelong endurance and commitment, seeking to be faithful unto death. As the feet members of the body, or we could say even the heel members, we find ourselves facing trials common to the entire body, but also unique as the confluence of rapidly advancing restitution blessings are occurring concurrent with the accelerated destruction of the old order. As the plagues continue to be poured out upon all the elements of society, religious, social, political, financial, in that order, consecutive and accumulative they are. The overlapping events as described in Amos 9:13, where the plowman is overtaking the reaper, is well upon us. And elsewhere, as the harvest of the gospel age speeds to its inevitable conclusion. Along with the onslaught of the hour of temptation, we have a counteracting blessing in addition to our mental armor. And what is that? Most importantly, the writings of the seventh messenger who delivered the meat in due season, as all the rays of prophetic testimony are reaching their grand conclusion now, as his interpretation of prophecy is so well proved. And it's also our privilege to watch and pray, to discern the truth of the events occurring through the sword of the Spirit, to notice the differences between truth and error, right and wrong, light and darkness, righteousness and evil. From God's viewpoint, this we do daily as good soldiers in defense of our Heavenly Father's character and plan, and in some unison with our returned Lord, as we declare unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Now, we have many signs of the times to cement our faith. Let's just mention a few that are more current. Most important and very observable, we note that Israel as a nation has been reestablished since 1948 and achieved defensible borders that were acquired in 1967 and 1973 and onward with secured borders and walls. And now finally the U.S. Embassy moved to Jerusalem and the Golan Heights recognized by the U.S. as a sovereign part of Israel. This is significant. Several prior U.S. administrations promised to do the same, but only the current president did what he promised, a great but worldly friend of Israel. This, is, of course, has been overruled under the power and authority of our returned Lord, and is a temporary pushback against the constant worldwide growth of anti-Israel sentiment throughout the world. Observe the United Nations. Now, Brother Peter and Sister Laurel Kirkham, along with their daughter Elise, had the privilege to visit Israel last month. They can attest, and you should speak to them about this, they can attest the fact that that symbolic fig tree, when yet tender, has put forth leaves, and now is blossoming as a rose, likely a prototype of what can be accomplished under the Mediterranean arrangement. It's phenomenal. In broad strokes, we confirm that the days of Noah in Matthew 24, the general condition of ignorance of our Lord's second presence and influence remains in process, as Brother Russell observed. And now that additionally, we also see the fulfillment of the days of Lot in Luke 17, as Luke enhances and extends the conditions on the earth to include the accelerating evils of our day, as gross darkness covers the people, influenced by the prince of this world, restricted by our returned and reigning Lord, but still allowed for a purpose. Note here, as you well know, the isms are now more demonstrated than before. As the false religious systems established in Europe have had their power removed, secular religion, remember that term, secular religion is on the advance, taking different forms, as demonstrated in the isms of the societal left, the ideologies of Marx, which is communism, fascism, and socialism, Darwin, Freud, and etc., all coming from a single source that we are well aware of. As metastasizing the political left worldwide have invaded government institutions, precipitating an even greater degrading influence upon society. Yes, these are signs of Christ's presence as time flows rapidly on in the path towards the fulfillment of all prophecy, as they all reach their grand conclusion at this end of the age. Now, rather than be discouraged, rejoice and observe the marvelous works our Lord and the risen saints are accomplishing under the authority and direction of our great God and his plan. Brethren, we have received a prepayment on immortality, an unspeakable gift. So the scriptures say in Ephesians 1:13-14, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the actual purchased possession. Whoever bought a home, we understand the process of this itself. And further in Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Yes, he has appeared in the presence of God for us. We are encouraged to lay hold of this hope and to not let go. If we will but submit to his will, he will complete the good work that he has begun in us, for he is faithful that promised. Press on. Brother Jerry Leslie says that quite a bit. We look forward with you to singing songs of everlasting joy in our Father's kingdom. Please accept our welcome in his name.